Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Ilsy, I-L-S-Y. Last name is E-S-C-R-I-B-A-N-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Escribano as described in the reports cited above. Pitchy is now a 57-year-old woman who again reports she injured her right leg at work on 2/24/07. Pitchy did undergo surgery for this. Pitchy, since last evaluated here, she has not had any further diagnostic testing or treatment. Pitchy denies any subsequent injuries to the knee either. Pitchy, new paragraph. As per the records supplied on 4/13/22, she received an order approving settlement in the amount of 55% of the right leg for the orthopedic residuals of right knee sprain with medial and lateral meniscal tears, comma, chondral lesions of the medial femoral condyle, comma, lateral femoral condyle and distal patella, comma, and osteoarthritis, comma, post-multiple surgical repairs, including total knee arthroplasty, minus 25% for prior award. Pitchy then reopened her claim, period, within her corresponding answers to reopen her interrogatories. She indicated she was currently unemployed, period. The only substantive information supplied was her allegation that her leg condition had gotten progressively worse. Period. New paragraph. The only additional medical documentation supplied was that of an orthopedic evaluation done by Dr. Mark, M-A-R-K, on 3/24/23. Period. This was actually a re-evaluation. Period. He previously evaluated her for a one-time evaluation on 12/22/20. Period. She was status 2 months post a left total knee replacement done by Dr. Orozco, O-R-O-Z-C-O. Period. She then had therapy for her left knee that had been hard since she could not wear weight bear on her right knee. Period. She was not undergoing right knee treatment at the time of his previous exam. Period. Her last right knee corticosteroid injection was in August 2020. Period. She was unemployed at the time of that evaluation and had been unemployed since knee arthroscopy in 2017. Period. She never returned to work. Period. After evaluation, he explained she subjectively complains of some pain, but it is a stable, well-fixed knee replacement. Pretty did not think there was any curative treatment warranted at that time, but he felt because of her weight and her activity level, she has some subjective pain in her knee, but there is no surgical intervention that would help it. Pretty would only recommend symptomatic management with Celebrex as an anti-inflammatory or topical cream such as Voltaren gel. But otherwise, no other surgical intervention or physical therapy was warranted. Pritchy is currently not working for the last 5 years, but he felt her complaints were causally related to the work injury of 2/24/07, which necessitated multiple surgeries and eventually led to her knee replacement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed open longitudinal scars at each knee. Period. On the right, it measured 6.5 inches, and on the left, 5 inches in length. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 0 to 100 degrees of flexion, and the left from 0 to 110 degrees, without crepitus or tenderness on either. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes, without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She had superficial global tenderness, palpation about both knees. Period. She would not cooperate with attempts at provocative maneuvers at the knees. Period. I would need to insert prior thigh circumferences since they were not documented presently. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with a hesitant but physiologic gait using a cane in the right hand. Period. She changed position slowly and declined attempt to squat and rise. Perry tells her to decline attempting to walk on her heels or toes. Perry impressions on 224.07. Elsie Escribano alleges to have injured her right knee at work, as described in my prior reports. Perry since last evaluated here. In February of 2022, she has not had any additional injuries or treatment. Apparently, she did receive an order approving settlement and then alleged her symptoms had become progressively worse. Apparently, she did not have any interval injuries and had remained out of work. New paragraph, the current examination found that she was significantly obese. Perry had healed surgical scars at both knees consistent with arthroplasty surgeries. There was nearly symmetric decreased range of motion about both knees. She ambulated with a physiologic but hesitant gait using a cane in her right hand. She had superficial global tenderness to palpation about each knee and would not participate in provocative maneuvers at the knees. In comparing the current evaluation with that previously performed, there has not been a significant progression for the worse to a material degree. She last weighed 228 pounds when seen here, and that is now 270 pounds. Clearly, her weight gain and now extreme obesity has predisposed her to ongoing symptomatic complaints about the knees from arthritis and weight bearing. She did see Dr. Mark earlier this year, who opined no further curative treatment or testing was indicated. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same as was marked on page 10 of my prior report. And that is the end.